what was true last year is true this year. We still have our limitations on liquids, gels, and aerosols being brought on planes. So, you know, if you can drink it, if you can smear it, if you can spray it, then it's probably going to fall under our 3-1-1 rule, which means that you can still bring it, but it's going to have to be limited to the 3-1-1 regulations.
So just a couple of ounces of gravy is not going to be quite enough for Thanksgiving dinner then?
No, not quite, which is why, you know, you do have options. Of course, you cannot bring it on the plane, of course. You can limit it to 3.4 ounces. You can put it in your checked bag, or you can just wait until you get to your destination.
So what about things like pies and turkeys? I read somewhere that you could even bring a raw turkey on the plane.
Well, a raw turkey, of course, is still a solid. Food items like pies or cakes are permitted, but the issue is that if they're more liquid or you know, not as solid as other items, they may require further inspection. So you know, when people ask me for my personal recommendation, I say get away from it if possible. You also mentioned wrapped packages.
Yes.
Now, we treat a wrapped carry-on the same as we would treat a carry-on that's not wrapped. So the issue there is that if it goes through our technology and there's an alarm, we're going to have to resolve that alarm to make sure that it's not an explosive or another type of dangerous device. Unfortunately, that means that we would have to unwrap it. So while we don't treat wrapped packages any differently from those that are unwrapped, we recommend that folks wait until they get to their destination before they go to the work of you know, putting that bow on and the rest of it.
Because it might have to come off eventually anyway.
Yes, that's correct, because we want to make sure that no dangerous items, no explosives or other types of things are being brought on the plane.
Well, I wanted to ask you about how TSA came up with these holiday travel tips, but it's not that they're holiday travel tips. It's the public that's changing. It's not TSA that's changing over the holidays.
Absolutely. Well, you know, advice like what I just gave about wrapped packages is probably a little bit more relevant during this holiday season where folks may be wanting to bring gifts back to their family. They may be visiting for the first time in 6 months or a year. One of the other issues is that this is a very busy travel period, and we know that. It has been in years past. We expect it to be true in this year and in future years as well. So along with our frequent flyers, folks who are very familiar with our security procedures, we also have people who haven't traveled since this time last year or even longer than that.
Oh, and those are the people who are always going to be in line in front of me.
I apologize for that.
Well, you don't have to apologize, but I think part of your point may be bring patience.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I think of as a traveler, and I think of it as someone who has the privilege of working at TSA, is that the traveler really has a lot of control over her or his experience. If you, think carefully about how you pack and what you pack, if you arrive well ahead of time, and if you take three simple steps, like removing your coat and your shoes, taking electronics or your liquids out of your bag, and making sure you have your ID out, you're going to make the experience quicker for you, easier for you, and also quicker and easier for the person behind you.
We are talking with Kavika Riley, joining us from TSA, talking about the best ways to get through those security checkpoints if you are traveling for the holidays. But let's flip it around and talk about what it is the TSA workers need to know, keep in mind, managing that holiday travel rush. Is it all hands on deck?
It's definitely a busier time, as we all know, and we do staff up. So we make sure that we look at the models that we have, expecting what kind of travelers we're going to have come through, not just how many more are going to be coming this week, but we can break it down a lot better than that. And our folks make sure that we do have enough people on board.
And let me ask about best practices from previous seasons. This is, what, the 10th Christmas that TSA has been doing it, or the 9th, because you're in your 10th year now?
We are 10 years old.
Yes, you are. So have you been able to take best practices and lessons learned from previous holiday travel rushes and apply it to 2011?
Absolutely. You know, and this is something that we're not just doing every holiday period, but on almost a daily basis. Technology is always improving, and we're trying to incorporate the best technology in our security approach. Procedures can always improve. So we're constantly trying to adapt as an organization, and in a lot of ways move away from sort of a one-size-fits-all model of security towards what could better be described as an intelligence-driven and risk-based approach.
Are you in the position at TSA to be able to monitor and gauge the number of people who go through your checkpoints, or do you even worry with the numbers and the quantity as long as the quality of the screening is maintained?
Well, of course, security comes first, and the more that you know about, you know, what to expect that day as a transportation security officer or one of the folks in our intelligence analysis or management roles, the better. We do know that we have about 1.7 million people going through our checkpoints, or 450 across the country, every day. And during the travel season, the holiday travel season, we're going to have even more of them. But we're prepared. We've done this before. We'll do it again, and we are focused on using the resources that we have to reduce risk as much as possible.
Very briefly, in about 30 seconds, one bottom line piece of advice for those TSA workers who are working this holiday season, and one bottom line piece of advice for those travelers who will be encountering them.
15 seconds each. I don't think I need to give advice to our officers. They're well-trained, they're well-prepared, they know what they're doing, and they're dedicated. So my advice would be keep up the good work, and I'd also say thank you. If I have any of my other 15 seconds left, I would say for our web-savvy travelers, they can go to www.tsa.gov. We have a search engine called Can I Bring? If they're not sure whether or not an item might be prohibited, put it into our box, search, and you can find out right there. If you have a smartphone, you can download the TSA app that'll give you that information as well as other things. But just as I said before, the best thing that you can do is think a little carefully about what you're packing and how you're packing it. Take responsibility for your travels. Show up ahead of time and remember to remove your ID, coat, shoes, and any electronics when you get to the checkpoint. It'll be easier for everyone.